This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken departed Monday for the Middle East following a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas that went into effect early on Friday. This is Blinken's first trip to the region as the top U.S. diplomat. He will meet with Israeli, Palestinian, and regional counterparts as part of Washington's efforts to build on the Gaza truce. The secretary will hold talks with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem and with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas in Ramallah. U.S. President Joe Biden said in a statement Monday that Blinken will meet with Israeli leaders about our ironclad commitment to Israel's security and will continue our administration's efforts to rebuild ties to and support for the Palestinian people and leaders after years of neglect. Biden said the United States will work with regional partners to ensure immediate assistance reaches Gaza in a way that benefits the people there and not Hamas. Blinken spoke to CNN on Sunday and said our focus right now relentlessly is on dealing with the humanitarian situation, starting to do reconstruction and rebuild and engage intensely with everyone, with Palestinians, with Israelis, with partners in the region. Blinken's Middle East trip will include a visit to Egypt, which mediated the Gaza truce between Israel and Hamas-led Palestinian militants. He will meet with the Egyptian president and foreign minister. Iran and the UN's nuclear watchdog are extending for 1 month the monitoring of Iran's nuclear activities. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency made that announcement Monday. The extension comes amid ongoing negotiations to revive the 2015 international agreement that lifted Iran's nuclear program and limited Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. VOA News. Military officials in Mali arrested the country's president and prime minister on Monday, just months into their tenure, according to multiple news reports. President Baten Daw and Prime Minister Mokhtar Wane were seized along with the defense minister and taken to a military base outside the capital, Bamako. This according to Reuters and the French news agency. The U.S. Embassy in Mali warned U.S. citizens to avoid unnecessary travel in Bamako because the embassy received reports of increased military activity in the city. The news closely follows a reshuffle of the country's government in which two members of the military junta that seized power in an August coup were replaced. The military overthrew former President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita last August. The United States and European governments have accused Belarus of engaging in an act of state terrorism after it forced a commercial jetliner on Sunday to make an emergency landing in Minsk and arrested an opposition blogger critical of authoritarian President Alexander Lukashenko, who had been on the flight. The U.S. and European Union called on Lukashenko's government to immediately release Roman Pratasevich, a 26-year-old blogger who had been living in exile in Poland. His Ryanair flight originated in Athens and was headed for Vilnius, Lithuania, but was diverted into Belarusian airspace about 10 kilometers from its destination. Before being led away by police, Pratasevich reportedly told a fellow passenger he fears he will face the death penalty in Belarus. His Telegram channels, Next Up and Next Alive, were used by anti-government protesters late last year. On Monday, Ryanair called the incident an act of aviation piracy and said it is cooperating with investigations being conducted by the European Union safety and security agencies and by NATO. Aung San Suu Kyi made her first in-person court appearance Monday since she was deposed as Myanmar's de facto leader in the February 1st military takeover. Her lawyers told journalists in the capital, Naypyidaw, they were allowed to meet with Suu Kyi for 30 minutes before the hearing to discuss the case. They said the 75-year-old Nobel Prize laureate sounded and looked healthy and wished the people of Myanmar good health. She also issued a defiant message about her political party, the National League for Democracy. She said, quote, "Our party grew out of the people, so it will exist as long as people support it." Suu Kyi's civilian government was overthrown nearly 3 months after the NLD won parliamentary elections in a landslide. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.